So we're here with
Ella.
Ella, and I know the spelling of the name is quite strange.
Yep.
Is that intentional? Is that actually how your name's spelled?
It is how you say it in a Yorkshire accent.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. So we're keeping it local there.
Yes.
So this is your first time playing Reading and Leeds?
It is, yeah.
How do you feel?
I'm so excited. Kind of in disbelief as well, but very excited.
Absolutely. You said earlier on that you've been going to Reading and Leeds for as long as you can remember. When was the first time you went?
I think I was very young, actually. I don't actually know, but under the age of 10.
Wow.
Went with my parents. And then I think I went on my own for the first time when I was about 16, 17.
Fantastic.
And yeah, crazy wild experience.
And obviously, talking about your own experience in Reading and Leeds, or any Reading and Leeds that you can remember in the past in your mind, when you think of Reading and Leeds, what comes to mind?
I saw Kings of Leon once. That was the first year that I went sort of on my own with my friends. And that was just unbelievable. I don't know if it was the booze or if it was the band, who are one of my favourite bands, or what, but it was just an unbelievable experience. And has the festival itself has just really influenced kind of everything that I do, really, just festivals in general. I think that atmosphere and that style of performance and the kind of hugeness of it is just, I love it.
What's your favourite song that you're hoping to play?
At the moment, my favourite song is a song called Boys, which I released a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I'm very excited about that one.
So Boys, your latest single, and we've noticed that you've just released singles at the moment. Is there any hope of an album coming up in the future?
I'm writing it as we
writing
speak.
It currently.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Do you have more than one? Will Boys be on the album?
Potentially.
Is that all
yes,
we get?
Yes.
Brilliant. So coming to... somewhere like Reading and Leeds, it's a mixed bag of an audience, specifically. We've got people who love, like, Skrillex, to people who love, you know, singer-songwriters. Are you hoping to find, you know, your audience? Because obviously you'll have fans who are in attendance, but you're hoping to sort of reach out and find a widespread sort of appeal?
Yeah, I think because my music's quite indie pop influenced. It's kind of a mix between those sort of, like, all-male bands from, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and then also just, like, the more current, like, female pop sound. So I think Reading and Leeds is like a really nice place where that sits. I think, like I said, when I write, when I perform, all of it's kind of really influenced by that festival audience. So
brilliant.
I think it'll be fun.